Greetings to everyone who is in the body of Christ, and I suppose those who have not yet trusted Christ as Savior. If you've trusted Him as your personal Savior, then I hope you are blessed by your time here. Thank you for joining me in this midweek message, and we're going to be in Deuteronomy chapter 6. Deuteronomy chapter 6. I don't know if you kept up with Sunday morning's message, but we're in Luke chapter 4 and then also Deuteronomy 6 through 8 as we looked at the temptation of Jesus Christ. Now, I'm not going to go into the full lesson, but I do want to read to you this passage from Deuteronomy chapter 6, beginning in verse 16. So Deuteronomy 6, 16 and following. You shall not put the Lord your God to the test, as you tested him at Massah. You shall diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God, and his testimonies and his statutes, which he has commanded you. You shall do what is right and good in the sight of the Lord, that it may go well with you, that you may go in and take possession of the good land that the Lord swore to give to your fathers, by thrusting out all your enemies from before you, as the Lord has promised. This, verse 16 in particular, is the response that Jesus gave to the tempter in Luke chapter 4 and verse 12. The tempter had come to Jesus, set him up on the pinnacle of the temple, and said, if you're the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written. And he quotes a few passages from the Psalms about how God is going to command his angels concerning you to guard you, and on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone. At another time, in another message or recording that I had made, we talked about how Satan misquoted this from Psalm 91. That he specifically quoted the parts where what God would do and left out the responsibility of the believer. In other words, God will surely watch over, cover, and protect those who put their trust in him, who walk with him, who listen to him. He's going to take care of them. Now, his care might not look like your care, and his timing might not be your timing, but he will keep his promises. Where Satan here in this passage quotes that, and that idea of God taking care of his beloved, but he leaves out the whole personal responsibility of it and says, if God was truly loving, he would fix all of this. You've heard that before, I'm sure. And it's a misunderstanding and a misquotation of the passage. Now, we're not going to get into any more of that. What I wanted to look at is over in Deuteronomy chapter 6, Jesus' response. Jesus specifically quotes him a piece of Deuteronomy chapter 6. I already told you, verse 16, right? But in quoting the piece, he's kind of back and forth here with the devil, saying, you're going to quote to me part of Scripture and leave out the important portion. Okay, well, I'm going to quote to you a part of Scripture too. I'm going to remind you that the people of God are not to put his faithfulness and his love for us to the test. We don't need to test it. It's proven he's faithful. He loves us. He loves us. He loves us, right? But the way Jesus quotes, just picking verse 16, which is, you know, verse separations were added later. That's not really what Jesus was doing. But by only quoting a portion of this, he leads the mind of his enemy in the direction to see what the fate of the enemy is and what the promises of God are to his people. Note verse 17. What immediately follows is the personal responsibility of the people of God. You shall diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God and his testimonies and his statutes, which he has commanded you. You shall do what is right and good in the sight of the Lord, that it may go well with you, and that you may go in and take possession of the good land that the Lord swore to give you. So there's this whole interaction of you listen to him, and he's going to keep his part. You do your part. Quit bellyaching about what he hasn't done, and focus on what he has called and commanded you to do. And what Jesus is saying is that, Satan, I resist you, and I am going to obey the Lord my God. And as I do it, he's going to keep his promises. I am going to come in here. I am going to possess this land. You are no longer going to oppress this people. I am going to purchase their freedom. I'm going to win. And just to make a point, Jesus quotes in Deuteronomy chapter 6 and leads his enemy, the devil, into verse 19. that the culmination of God keeping his promises, bringing the people in, is this: by thrusting out all your enemies from before you, as the Lord promised. You know what Jesus is telling him? Not only am I not going to listen to your tempting offers, but I am going to so obey the Lord my God that I'm going to drive you and all of the other enemies in the spiritual realm out of the holy land of God. You will not own my people anymore. Jesus looks the devil in the eye and says, "Boy, I'm coming for you." And puts him on task. Says right after that that the devil left him and waited for an opportune time. In other words, I can't handle this guy. I'm getting out of here. That's exactly how the devil had to respond to the King of Glory. And if you are in the body of Christ and you have trusted Christ as your Savior, the King of Glory is with you. Live like it. Live like it, child, and know this. He's going to bring the victory. It might not look the way you think it looks, and it might not be in the time that you think it should happen, but he's going to bring it. He will bring it, and we will praise his name when it happens, and we will praise his name until we see it happen. Amen? Amen. All right. I hope you have a great week, and Lord willing, we'll see you next time. Okay? God bless.